So, Michael, as always, it's good to talk to you. Welcome back on to the airwaves of Highland.
Same as that, Oisín. And I see we've got each other in the championship, so we'll be talking plenty before it all kicks off.
Yeah, so I think me and you spoke a couple of weeks ago that it was written in the stars that Donegal Derry was going to happen, Michael.
And it's here. So
it's going to make for an interesting championship. But listen, we'll be talking about that another day. We're talking more about club football. And I know, Michael, you keep a very, very close interest in the happenings in Donegal. And I suppose the big story today is that of Rory Kavanagh, the All-Ireland winner, who was at the helm with St Eunan's after 3 years, deciding to step away and not remain in the job. Did that come as a bit of a surprise when you heard it this morning?
It did, and I suppose he won a championship, if I'm right, in his first season out of the three, and was pretty close last year. And obviously, I suppose the thing everybody else in Donegal is finding out at the minute is how do you crack a team like Neve Connell. So that's where they're trying to get to. But I suppose it'd leave John Harn and the committee there with a bit of sorting out to do at this stage, because let's face it, they're one of the big guns. And when they won it, I suppose there was probably potential of wanting more. And like, I remember you were there that day yourself. Only Michael Warnock scored a very late point. They had Glenn completely on the rack that day out of O'Donnell Park. So whoever steps in there has big shoes to fill, and obviously will have plenty to work with. But I suppose it's catch Neve Connell time for everybody.
Yeah, but it's a pressure job, St Eunan's, so it is, because each and every year you're expected to be a contender and to win a championship, Michael.
There's no doubt about that. And like, they're underage, had turned out minor titles, and I know they've brought in like an underage development coordinator there to run things in the background as well. So at the top end of that, there definitely is pressure. Don't know Rory that well. I spoke to him up at the chat show that you hosted a few years ago before the Ulster final. Seems a relaxed sort of guy, you know, and seems like, and I'm sure it was a case of he was in line for the Donegal job, so that's how highly regarded he is. But back to your point, it is a high pressure job, and I suppose you're judged on championships, and whoever comes in there, that will probably be their target, I would imagine, as to get the Dr. McGuire back to Letterkenny.
Yeah. Well, let's move away from Donegal, and we're going to talk Tyrone and Derry. We'll go to Tyrone first of all. Neighbouring county, Michael, obviously, Errigal, Kieran, Tickin, on Trillick, two sides that have won the O'Neill Cup on several occasions. But both of these teams will be confident going into the decider that they can pull off a big result and be champions of the Red Hand County this weekend.
They certainly will. They're both sitting on 8 titles, albeit Errigal, the previous club, St Kieran's, had a couple of titles, but as they stand, they're trying to break into title number 9 come Sunday. And as we all know, Oisín, it's so hard to retain it. I think it was Carrickmore 04, 05 possibly was the last time that was retained. So that's a challenge that Errigal have. I was at their game with Kelly Clougher at the start of the championship, and they looked pretty impressive, albeit Kelly Clougher had a couple of decent goal chances after half time. Darren McInerney in particular made an unbelievable save. If they go in, you know, it's maybe a different game, but they have been the form team. And I suppose a wee bit like St Eunan's a few years ago with Glenn. The Errigal game with Glenn last year in Ulster was a brilliant game of football, and they'll be looking to get back to there. Trillick, they lost Matty Donnelly, a massive player for them, lost him, but they're back in the final. You know, Richie Donnelly there. Obviously, any team with Lee Brennan up front is going to be a handful. And I remember seeing a wee fella, Shawnee O'Donnell, playing for OMA CBS in a McCrory Cup game, and thought he was brilliant. And he's now broke into the senior squad with Tyrone, so I think he scored a goal in their game against Dungannon. But even how tight the game was, actually, there was one stage at that Dungannon game where, you know, I think it was Dungannon had a goal chance blocked in the line at a very important stage, and then Trillick pull away and won it. So I don't know how you'd call even a winner here, but it could, you know, the...
Well, listen, Michael, Errigal are going to be favourites for it, given the fact that they have the Canavan brothers and influence in there. And if Trillick are going to pull off a result at the weekend, it's all going to come down to how much, I suppose, they can curb them two guys too.
They're superb footballers. You know, they're the sort of team, I don't know what anybody else thinks, but they're the sort of team I'd love to go to watch just because they play, because they're exciting. Something always happens, and Trillick will have to curb that. What I did notice that night against Killyclocher, that your big fella Joe Goose was brilliant. He plays midfield, he plays a wee bit inside as well, so they've plenty going for them in that regard, and they've had quite a few players in the county squad, Ben McDonald, Peter Oak McCartan, very exciting players on their wings. But Trillick seemed to be, you know, I wouldn't follow them that well, but they seem to have a very well respected club in Tyrone in terms of tradition. They always fancy themselves that they can win the cup. They've won it 8 times. And if you're getting to a county final without a player of the stature of Matty Donnelly, you're a serious contender. And like Jody Gormley is in there as manager. I think he's got Peter McGinley in his backroom team as far as I know. And you know, they're not going on Sunday for the crack, they're going for the title. So maybe Argyll to retain it, but it should be a good one.
Yeah. What about the Derry County Final? The McLaughlin Cup, of course, up for grabs this weekend. Glen are the holders. They're taking on O'Donovan Ross. And now, both these sides have won the title in recent years. But everybody's talking about Glen. How would you measure Glen this year compared to where they were last year, Michael? Because you've watched them a few times this year.
I've saw them quite a bit. And, you know, they haven't really clicked into gear as such yet, really. They had a real grained battle, call it what you like, with Slantneil. Very, very even in terms of chances, kickouts, possessions, but they had a wee bit of energy after half time. The only thing is, Oisín, they didn't score for 20 minutes at the end of that game and were left hanging on. But maybe that's the sort of thing that Malik O'Rourke and the management will actually love, because they've got 2 weeks of the players in the palm of their hand where they can think, we've something to improve on here. So they're pretty much at full strength, but the only thing I did notice in the Santiago game, they only used one sub, which was quite bizarre because they have a good, you know, plenty of depth. So you just wonder what's happening there. But, you know, Kieran McFall's back, obviously, and they didn't have him in last year's run, and there's a young fella, Danny McDermott, that if he's not playing in the Derry senior team the next couple of years, I'll be very surprised in his breakthrough year. But on the other side of it, probably most of the outsiders are, you know, making Glen red-hot favourites, I suppose, on the strength. They're going for 3 in a row. You know, people are talking about Glen as winning an All-Ireland. You know, Glen have an All-Ireland to win, but that to get out of Derry. So they are favourites. I don't think it's as big a favourites tag as everybody's making it out to be. I saw quite a bit of Maher Felt as well, Oisín. They had a real struggle with ball on the screen in their quarter-final, and they probably could have slipped out of the championship only ball screen that wee bit wasteful, and then they completely dominated Newbridge in the semi-final and sucked the life out of them in terms of possession. And they're a pretty good team, Marifelt, you know, and at the start of the year it was them two and Slantneil were very much the top three, and nothing has changed in that regard. But for a final, Marifelt have probably everybody back. I interviewed Brian McGuckin last week and he confirmed that everybody's back training, including Conor Cairns, who was probably their player of the season when they won it in 2019 and when they beat Glen in the final. So they have everybody available. And Damian Barton and Brian McGuckin as joint managers, and they brought in Richie Thornton, who was under Nicky Moore in Kilcoo when they won the All-Ireland. So, you know, there's no mugs along the line of that setup. So it's definitely one that you look forward to, definitely will. Glen are probably marginal favourites, I would say.
Right.
If you're going to call it in that way, but definitely nowhere near the favourites that everybody's making them out to be, because, you know, Marfield are there in merit. And with the players they have coming through at underage, they've made 5 debutants this year in Championship football, so they're not going away anytime soon. So it's definitely one to look forward to. I'm maybe giving Glen the slight edge, but we'll see.
Will there be a lot more scores in this game than what there was in that Glen Slantneil semi-final?
There certainly will. Funny, just in front of me where I was watching it, I'm sure Kieran Thompson pulled in and sat down in just the seats in front of the press area, and I'm sure he's wondering, you know, Niamh Collin, you know, the chat about, you know, low-scoring football, and, you know, you always hear Devaney even talking about Donegal Club football being low-scoring, but like, he was watching a game that produced so few scores, so No, this will be different. The last time they met in the final, Glenn were red hot favourites, and Maherfelt turned them over. There was a spell before half time where Glenn went AWOL in the middle of the field, and they couldn't win a kick out. Since then, they've changed their goalkeeper, but I think back then, I think probably a lot of players would have to accept responsibility. They just didn't win the ball, you know, and Maherfelt owned the game. And when I went down the stretch, it was controversy at the end where Glenn had one last attack and Kieran McFaul had the ball over the bar, but the final whistle had sounded and it was a really controversial end, but Maherfelt were champions. And finally, Oisin, when I was interviewing Glenn selector Johnny Bradley last week for the same interview for Gaelic Life as the other one, he was saying that the one thing about Maherfelt is they show up in finals. They showed up against them. And then 12 months later, when Slantneil won the title, Maherfelt was coming, clinging on at the end, looking for two in a row. So they show up in finals and there'll be serious belief there. So it makes for a good one. Maybe Glenn is this early, maybe Glenn just edged it, but if Maherfelt won it, it wouldn't be a massive shock that everybody else would be talking about.
Okay. Well, we know what your predictions are now. Errigal to one in Tyrone, Glenn to one in Derry. We'll see how it pans out over the weekend. Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to join us here on Highland.
Thanks, Oisin.